Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi there. It's a 98.5 KTK Morning Show recap for Tuesday, June 25th. Here is what you may have missed on the show this morning.
Yeah, do you work out? Are you fat? Are you bald? What about vacation? How about Batman? You like him? I'm getting a new logo. There you go. That's a show.
A lot of questions right out of the gate, right?
Yeah.
Can wearing a hat contribute to baldness? I will tell you, my grandfather freaked me out, said that he was in the Air Force, had to wear a hat all the time, and that was the reason he was bald. So Never wore a hat in my entire life. Come to find out, that's not really necessarily true.
Ew.
Genetics is the main player into hair loss, but the causes of baldness can be multifactorial, which means that it could be genetics mixed in with perhaps a too tight of a hat that you're wearing on your head that's kind of strangling your follicles of your hair.
You can damage your hair with, if you tie it too tight in a ponytail.
Right. You can pull it out that way here.
If your man bun isn't properly maintained.
They say the fabric of the hat can be a problem as well. It could contribute to hair loss. But basically, for the most part, wearing a hat is not a serious risk factor when it comes to hair loss. And they say the protection from the sun's rays of your face and head is probably better off you wear a hat than worry about your hair falling out.
If you're on
you wasted all those years, though, thinking that it was you were going to go bald. You could have worn pretty cool hats.
I know.
If you're on a date and you go into a restaurant, take off your hat, sir.
Yes.
Okay.
For sure.
Please.
this is kind of an interesting item you can get from Amazon. Apparently, they're selling a bracelet that will give you a 350-volt electric shock every time you partake in a bad habit.
Wow.
So let's say you're trying to not eat junk food. So if you're going to the cabinet and you grab the bag of chips, in theory, the little bracelet should give you a little shock to remind you, hey, you're not supposed to do that. So the device can be used with an app that appoints your friends as digital guardians as well. So that'd be kind of dangerous.
I wonder if they work for smoking.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't think shocking would. I think it would make somebody angry. That's the whole thing about this, I think, would be angry. If you're trying to break a really bad habit like that, I don't think shocking them, but would you say it's like scooting your feet across the carpet and touching someone?
That's like that shock you get on the doorknob in the winter.
Yeah,
you know?
That
kind of gets you going, you know?
Yeah, that's excessive, though. It's like self-sabotage, because I know I'm going to fail, which is horrible, but still.
Yeah, I'm going to be irritated and failed, and that'll make me even more mad.
I wonder how it knows that you're doing something you shouldn't do.
I think you're supposed to self-police. I would imagine you're supposed to self-police.
What, you just so give myself, I hit the button?
Yeah.
That's not going to work.
Yeah. Do you ever remember the episode of The Simpsons, one of the first ones where they go to family counseling and they're all hooked up to shockers?
And they get to shock the other people?
If someone had made them mad and the Bart just kept shocking.
That's all they do is shock each other. Right.
It really didn't really do what it was supposed to do. Let's see. Talk about protecting your skin after a workout. And this is kind of true, especially if you're new to the gym. There's two things that thrive in a gym. They're not the bros. The brohemes or whatever. It's bacteria and fungus. It's everywhere. Because you think about it, it's hot, it's sweaty, the sweat hits the ground. That's a perfect breeding ground for all of this nastiness here. And it's why you may be breaking out in acne, even if you normally don't get it.
And steroids also cause acne.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
And so what they're talking about here is one of the reasons why you really should take a shower shortly after your workout. Not only does it rid your body of the buildup of the sweat and the oils, but it will also protect you from all the areas you've touched because of all the sweat that's on the pads of the machine you just worked on. So make sure you're doing that. They say if you can't really get a shower, at least do the wipes kind of quickly. Do them around the areas that you know that you sweat, like your chest, your arms, your back, your face, and do that.
That's everywhere, Chris. You just hit everywhere.
I guess you're right. They say, the idea of a hot shower sounds great. It actually can dry out your skin, and that can cause some problems because dry skin begs to be itched, and therefore you itching, you get all that fungus and bacteria.
Yeah. And you're still in the locker room and all that with all those people and all that extra bacteria.
So. Yeah. So they say opt for a warm or lukewarm shower. And then they say when you're working out, make sure you have one towel to wipe yourself down and another towel that you would lay down in the equipment to protect you.
Yeah, and a third towel when you're walking to the car to wipe yourself off from the sweat.
I know, right? You're sweating all over again.
That's right.
Yeah, that's true here. And they say, please, and this is really just kind of it's etiquette for your people at your gym, wipe down the machines, yeah. Even though you think you're not sweaty. Even if you're on the machine for 5 minutes, you are sweating.
Yep.
You're in a gym. Please wipe down. Get a break from your kids while you're on vacation. I thought this was a funny expression. They say vacation's really not a vacation. If the kids are going with you on a vacation, it's no longer a vacation. It's just a trip.
It's a trip, right.
And that's just mainly because, you know, the kids, they'll make you go crazy from time to time. And the whole idea is that you want to be together as a family and take the kids to places they've never been before. It makes them more worldly and makes a great line of great memories for the rest of your lives. But let's be honest, you need 1 or 2 days to yourself. So this is kind of what it's talking about here. They say book a stay at a hotel that offers built-in childcare. That seems to be a growing thing along family hotels that you might want to call ahead. Plus, think about all the all-inclusive resorts you go to. Those can be really good as well because they do offer supervised childcare. Plan your vacation around a day camp. I like this idea.
That's a pretty good idea, right?
So let's say we're all going to go to the Smoky Mountains, mm-hmm. and we're going to make sure that the kids are not going to be bored. So we're going to enroll them in a day camp outside of where we're staying in the Smoky Mountains just for a few days so that the kids go there, they meet new people, they're mm-hmm. enjoying the vacation, doing arts and crafts, and you have time alone to do whatever you want to do.
Yeah, I would have never thought of doing that, to be honest, but I think it's an excellent idea. I'm used to having like the built-in day camps within
right.
the all-inclusive packages, but this is actually a really great idea.
I thought it was a pretty nifty one as well. And they say if you're going to go with other family members, do a tag team supervisory role thing, like one on Monday, you watch the kids. On Tuesday, your sister watches the kids. And then, therefore, that gives you and your spouse time alone.
Right.
And then they say if you cannot completely get away from your kids, it's worth having taking advantage of the solo moments that you do have. So take a baby monitor with you. So let's say the kids go to bed a little early. You can put the monitor on them, watch them, and then
right.
you can kind of step out and kind of relax a little bit and have a little time with your sweetie. America's favorite Batman. You picked number one, didn't you, Janie?
Yeah, I did think it would be Christian Bale just because of the popular, not so much for him, but the popularity of the Dark Knight series and that movie in particular.
I got to tell you, I saw Christian Bale in Vice, where he was Vice President Dick Cheney.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And you wouldn't think that he had the mannerisms down.
It was incredible.
Oh, gosh, he's a good actor. He's very, very talented.
Didn't look like him at all.
No, not at all here. They say out of the five motion picture modern day Batmans of Michael Keaton, George Clooney, Christian Bale, Val Kilmer, and Ben Affleck, Christian Bale was number one, according to this survey, got 39% of the vote. Michael Keaton, which was my favorite, mainly because I remember them saying he would make a horrible Batman.
You would never picture him as Batman. And he did all right.
He did a really, really good job. He kind of set the precedent to me, in my opinion.
You just have to not smile and whisper.
Yes.
That's who was his acting technique.
George Clooney came in number third, Ben Affleck number four, Val Kilmer absolutely last.
Poor guy. Poor Val.
They say Christian Bale won mainly because of his, you know, you think about all the actors and actresses in those Dark Knight trilogies.
Yeah.
Including Heath Ledger, who got the number one slot for the best Joker ever performed. By far, 60% said he was the best. Jack Nicholson came in number two at 58%. Jared Leto only at 18%. And as for Catwoman, Halle Berry was number one at 42%. Very favorable. Michelle Pfeiffer, number 41. I kind of disagree with that. And then Anne Hathaway was at number three.
Yeah, I'm old school. I like Eartha Kitt and Adam West.
And you know, I didn't even know this. Did you know Adam West was not the original Batman?
Who was?
There were like two or three ahead of him that
really?
Were in the 1940s and 50s. They had Batman that were not as campy as the Adam West. That's what kind of made Batman take off.
Yeah.
Is that it was so campy.
Exactly. Yeah. It was a parody of itself, kind of.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So come on, this guy running around in blue tights. He's trying to make fun of himself.
He's a little doughy too. Come
yeah.
on.
He's not. He hasn't gone to the gym in a while. And then finally, we found out that Pizza Hut is going back to its logo. It dropped back in 1999. That would be the old retro one. You may recall that has the checkerboard and the mm-hmm. hat and the really
the red roof and stuff.
The red roof one. Yeah. It was just funny because anytime. You can tell instantly if it was a Pizza Hut at one time just because of the way the
right.
roof looks.
Yeah.
But yeah, they said they actually are going back to the old school logo, kind of mixing again with their new one because of how much people love the retro features like restaurants with red roofs and red and white checkerboard tablecloths.
How about that? What's old
like
is
it.
New?
It's very nostalgic. When we were chatting, we all had our own little individual memories. Mine were Book It. You know, when you're in elementary school, you have to read so many books, and then you get a free personal pan pizza, and
oh,
it goes
really?
To the little checker tablecloth.
Oh, cool.
And cash in, you know, yeah. It was fun.
You had the video games, and I just remember the red cups that you would go get the fountain drinks from.
I remember playing Space Invaders on the table, at the glass top table.
And I couldn't tell you the last time I was inside a Pizza Hut.
I can't.
You know,
it's been a long time. They used to have the Pizza Hut. You remember the buffet at lunchtime?
Yes.
Oh, wow.
Oh, so good.
And you know, sometimes there are some of the local pizza joints here that were built in the 70s and 80s, and you go into them, and it's a time warp.
Oh, nothing's changed. Yeah,
the orange booths with the red paneling on the wall,
wood paneling on the wall. Yeah,
it's like, and I'm wondering if all the old Pizza Huts are kind of like that.
I don't know.
So I guess I should stop by. It's always like I've wanted to go in those old motels, like from the 50s and 60s, just to see what they look like inside. But I don't want the commitment of being there overnight.
Think mildew.
Probably.
That's what it smells like.
There's our show for today. Yeah. Thank you so much for joining us for Tuesday, June 25th. Of course, we're live Monday through Friday between 5 and 10 on 98.5 KTK and on the radio.com app.
ABC, ya.
Bye. Have a great day.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.